If you use the internet, and I know you do, get ready, because a court in Washington, D.C. is going to decide whether the internet as we know it will continue to exist.
Today, we face a crisis. There's just too much traffic.
That's from a mockumentary released this week called The Internet Must Go. And in it, an actor playing a hired gun for the big internet providers sets out on a cross-country journey trying to get support for the idea of replacing the free-for-all internet that we now have with a neatly organized internet where you would buy a bundle of brand-name websites that would load instantly while everything else would load more slowly. Before he sets out on his mission, he's given his marching orders in a corporate video.
On an open internet, we're supposed to treat everything equally, whether it is profitable for us or not. This stands in the way of our freedom to make the money we deserve.
And what will the corporations do about it?
The internet, as it exists today, must go.
But in the video, as our young anti-hero travels the country pushing the corporate line, he encounters all these supporters of what's called net neutrality, people like Senator Al Franken.
Net neutrality is basically the way the internet's been since the beginning. If you want to get Fox News and you want to get your friend's blog, you can get them at exactly the same speed.
He also meets with Alexis Ohanian, the co-founder of Reddit.
In an open internet, things do well based on their merit. You can actually take less money than it costs to buy a Ford Focus, invest it in a couple of college students with an idea, and 3 or 4 years later, they could have a $1 billion company. We can't afford to lose that.
In San Francisco, he meets Robin Chase, the founder of Zipcar.
I started a company called Zipcar that you rent cars by the hour and by the day instead of owning your own car. People loved the idea, and it was because of an open internet that they could find me.
The climax of the mockumentary, though, is a scene recorded in rural North Carolina.
We don't care who provides it. We just need it. We just need internet.
North Carolina is one of 19 states which prohibits small towns from starting their own community broadband services as a way to protect the big companies from competition. So our anti-hero goes to this unidentified town where kids who need the internet for their homework have to drive to a place called Death Hill, which is the only part of town high enough that they can get a signal from the next town.
The Death Hill is a high spot on the road where you can actually get 3G connection speeds.
This is where my neighbor's children do their homework. It's kind of disconcerting.
You get the idea. The video is aimed at the four corporations that essentially own the internet, AT&T, Verizon, Time Warner, and Comcast. They have sued to overturn an FCC rule which now requires that everyone have equal access, from gigantic sites like Facebook to less gigantic sites like MyNorthwest.com. And they've already won a lower court ruling that it's illegal for the FCC to attempt to force them to keep a level playing field. As for the mockumentary, it ends with our anti-hero looking into the camera and delivering the bad news to his corporate overlords.
Based on my findings, I'm sorry, but I think you should maybe consider revisiting just building more, better, open internet.
At which point he clicks a button and leaks his confidential report, Edward Snowden style, straight onto the internet.